Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Biden administration officials, including those at the U.S. State Department, say they don't know who was behind the attack inside Iran Wednesday that left 100 people dead.
We don't have any more detail in terms of how it happened or who might be responsible for it.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby speaking late Wednesday. Two explosions rocked an area very close to the site where a top Iranian general was killed by U.S. forces several years ago. The Israel-Hamas war turning global, still a fear amongst those in D.C. 60 Republican congressmen, led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson, take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From Michigan to Florida, we represent over half the U.S. states because every state in America is now a border state. And we've seen that on vivid display today.
Speaker Johnson with reporters Wednesday, the White House piling blame on Republicans for the immigration crunch.
Speaker Johnson, who has been very clear where he stands on the border, continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue and has blocked any efforts for the president to deal with the border.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, which included border funding. But Republicans argue there needs to be significant policy changes from the administration. Colorado's Democratic Secretary of State says she believes former President Trump is an insurrectionist, while at the same time likely including his name on primary ballots in Colorado anyway. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke out on Wednesday. At the same time, though, Colorado's deadline to finalize presidential primary ballots is Friday, and Griswold is not bound by a Colorado Supreme Court's earlier decision to keep Trump's name off the ballot. The issue is being resolved in the courts in the meantime. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The White House says it does not know who is responsible for the attack inside Iran that killed 100 people on Wednesday. It's what a State Department spokesman echoed with reporters later in the day.
The United States was not involved in any way, and any suggestion to the contrary is ridiculous, and we have no reason to believe that Israel was involved in this explosion.
Iranian state media reports two explosions occurred as people gathered near the burial site of the Iranian general. He was killed in a U.S. drone strike several years ago. The death toll continues to rise in the wake of this week's large earthquake in Japan. There are now at least 73 people confirmed dead after the magnitude 7.5 quake shook western Japan on New Year's Day. There are thousands of damaged buildings still being searched for survivors. Roughly 30,000 people have been forced to evacuate. It is the deadliest quake to have hit Japan since 2016. Former President Trump is explaining the noticeable absence of his wife, former First Lady Melania Trump, including during a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
Her mother is very ill, and hopefully they're going to be okay.
It's also Trump's explanation for why his wife was not in the family's Christmas photo and why she has been absent on the campaign trail and in court proceedings. Ford recalling more than 112,000 F-150 pickup trucks over concerns the vehicles may roll away on their own without the parking brake applied. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us. Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president, who joins us now with his naughty and nice list. Grover, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. We are having all sorts of fun.
Yes.
I don't have the list in front of me. Do you have yours in front of you? I've got it on my computer here.
Yeah, I do. I was pulling this up. I thought it was brilliant that you were doing this because I said, this is great because, you know, this is kind of the end of year kind of stuff that we love to talk about. And you had lots of notation there that kind of takes us through and reminds us of certain things. First on the nice list, we'll start at the top. You had Congresswoman Carol Miller, the Republican out of West Virginia, for leading the fight to repeal Biden's IRS 1099, $600 paperwork nightmare, right, as you recall?
Yeah, this is this woman who's a great congresswoman from West Virginia, and she has really led this fight. If this is allowed to be, this is law, but they're so scared of it that the Democrats have said, okay, we're not going to enforce it, which is itself not legal. So we're kind of torn. It's a bad law. It's a destructive law. It's intrusive. It's unnecessary. Shouldn't have passed. Should be repealed. So I guess it's good, sort of, that they're not enforcing it. But how dangerous is that, that the Democrats in this Justice Department of Biden say, you know, it's the law, but we don't care. Well, what other laws might they decide to
exactly
enforce?
That's the pattern that they've been following. It's just, we're just going to pick, we'll get laws and then we'll just pick and choose which we want to use. And it depends if you're a Republican or a Democrat, I'm sure.
And at the local level, we're seeing crime increasing because local prosecutors supported, there's a left-wing effort to get left of center, soft on crime prosecutors elected in various cities. And then when they do, they say, you know, if you're shoplifting and it's less than $200, we're not going to consider it a crime. So it doesn't even do you any good to stop somebody from stealing from a store. They're not going to, they're not even going to get arrested, never mind go to jail. And so you see whole city blocks without a CVS, without a drugstore.
Exactly.
Because the kids are stealing stuff out, and then the parents are going, how come we don't have any stores in the neighborhood? And the police are no help. And, and the police would like to be of help, but they can't be if the prosecutors say we're not prosecuting that. So this is
The prosecutors are they're handcuffing the wrong people. When you handcuff the police, this is what you get, right? Exactly. Yeah, this is absurd. Not to mention the fact that, you know, in some cases, these young people who work there part-time, and they try to stop these smash and grabs, and then they're getting fired.
Isn't that amazing?
These
kids are heroes, and they get fired for stopping somebody from taking things out of the store.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Well, Jim Jordan's on the nice list, so maybe we'll go back and forth between nice and naughty. But I want to do the first three nice, because we got Jim Jordan and Joni Ernst, and you've got a great report on Joni Ernst to talk about. But Jim Jordan, first of all, for leading the effort in the House to curb the Biden administration's weaponization of the federal government, right?
We have always had over the years a complaint, and I've never understood why, when Democrats have the House or the Senate, the Republicans have the presidency, the Democrats staff up the investigative bodies in the House and the Senate, and they actually go after Richard Nixon's executive branch or Reagan's to try and, you know, to fight politically against what is being done, sometimes unfairly, but at least, you know, the Constitution says you're allowed to do this. And Republicans haven't really seemed in the past to do that the same amount. Now, to be fair, CBS could care less when the Republicans find scandals in the Democratic administration. So it may be that they actually have the hearings. You just don't see them on TV. But still, you know, you'd think there have been a couple times when under Clinton, the Republicans went after the IRS and they brought in people who've been abused by the IRS and IRS agents who are willing to be whistleblowers and force some reforms. And it got attention.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, Congressman Jordan, really has been a leader in making this work in recent history. So I don't know why the Republicans are better at it now than my memory tells me we were less effective years ago. But Jordan deserves much more credit, perhaps, than he's getting, and certainly deserves the attention he has gotten. And they've been able to break through things the press didn't want to cover, Biden's son's laptop, which clearly is what it is and always was. And under the previous administration, they got all of these left-wing government officials retired to say, oh, we think that's Russian disinformation. They hadn't looked at it. They didn't know anything about it. They were playing politics, and now all those people are exposed for the frauds that they are. These people ran the FBI and the CIA, and they jumped out and lied on behalf of a crook for political reasons, and they were making decisions? Wow.
And look what it cost the American people, Grover. Look at the president we have right now because they lied to the American people. I want to send them a bill. They owe us money. I mean, we're paying too much for gas. We're in a lot of pain here, people living paycheck to paycheck, and they contributed to this this false election that we have to put up with and the results that we have to put up with. And they get away, and they still get their pensions. Everything's hunky dory for them. But meanwhile, the everyday American citizen is paying for this, you know, for their cheating and their deception. And you're exactly right. There needs to be some accountability. We got a couple of minutes left on this segment here, and I wanted to talk particularly about Joni Ernst, and you wrote extensively about this. God bless her. I mean, what she's done, and she deserves to be on the nice list. I mean, what a great great bit of yeoman's work she did on behalf of we the people, right?
She really has been, and she, as a senator, she has really moved the ball forward, and we are so blessed to have her in the Senate.
Well, you got these federal agencies. She reported exposing the fact that these federal agency office buildings in the D.C. swamp largely empty, Grover. I mean, we're talking maybe 17%. And meanwhile, we're paying for all the lights and electricity and utilities and everything like that. And only 17% of the office space is being utilized here.
People sort of talked about how federal employees weren't coming into the office. But Joni Ernst is one of the leaders in exposing exactly what that means. That means that people aren't coming into the office and they're basically phoning it in. When you wonder when you call the IRS and want to ask them a question and nobody answers the phone, this happened to me day after day. I would call because I had a question about their question, and I couldn't get somebody to pick up the phone. And after an hour or more of being on hold, they'd say, tell you what, we're really busy, call tomorrow. Okay. I've been on the phone with an airline for, you know, 10, 20 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. They keep coming on and apologizing to you and letting you know they're still there and that they'll be there in a moment. These guys, forget it. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow. Call tomorrow.
exactly. And, why not? Why not? Here,
and tomorrow,
Let's go to break. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Grover Norquist after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. To creatively reach more people with the gospel, the Tide Ministry is hosting their third annual Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive. This event kicked off on January 2nd, 2024, with a goal to gather 5,000 pairs of new or gently worn shoes by March 6th. The shoes collected will foster microbusinesses in developing countries around the world, and the funds raised from this campaign will benefit gospel outreach through literacy classes in India. The Your Souls, Their Souls campaign is a great way to bring awareness to what the Tide Ministry does around the world and can be an easy way to further the Great Commission by clearing out your closet. To learn more about the Your Souls, Their Souls shoe drive and how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with Grover Norquist, the president for Americans for Tax Reform, and we're going over his naughty and nice list. We did nice first, okay? We started out on the positive foot with Congresswoman Carol Miller, Representative Jim Jordan, and, of course, Senator Joni Ernst in demonstrating and pointing out all this wasted space. I mean, I think one of the comical ones especially is the EPA, for example, uses a mere 17% of its office space. The agency that's on us to get us away from, you know, gas stoves and that, and they expect you to send in your hard-earned money to heat and cool their empty building. There's just something that's just so wrong on so many levels about that. Well, let's go to the naughty list. Well, of course, topping the list, you've got to say the IRS, right?
It really does. For heaven's sake, they just gave a $2.6 billion contract to a company that had actually, they got one of these contract workers from that company. That's the guy who stole several thousand, 3,000, 4,000 people's financial data, their audits, their tax returns, and then handed to a left-wing group. And it was supposed to prove that rich people didn't get audited, which is a little funny since what they were handing out were stolen audits. And then they're supposed to prove that rich people didn't pay taxes, although what you had was the tax returns, which showed that they were paying taxes. So they didn't show what they wanted to, although they got the headline saying group says this is what they've got. But, of course, it didn't justify any of that. And the IRS spent several years pretending they didn't know how it happened. The person doing this or the persons doing this had to have access to all of the data. This is not breaking into some lawyer's office and stealing 3 or 4 right. tax returns that the lawyer did for somebody or into somebody's private home and stealing one tax reform. These people had access to everything. They did Bloomberg. Who did Bloomberg? Bloomberg ran against Biden. Bloomberg was a liberal Democrat. You know, but he was a billionaire and he had the audacity to run for president against Biden. And they took his tax returns and audits and shared them with everybody in the world, shattering his privacy. There wasn't anything wrong. Still, people have financial privacy. It's their own business.
Sure.
What they do and with their lives. But the Biden administration thought it'd be good to play politics and do this to people they didn't like. And the fact that the guy who did it was, you know, hired in from a company which then got a $2.5 billion. So they weren't mad. They rewarded the crook.
Exactly. Well, that's what this administration is known for. They're rewarding all the wrong things. Staying with the IRS here, these people are getting coal, but what happens when you're on the list twice? Is there anything less than coal that you can get when you're on the naughty list like Daniel Werfel, the IRS commissioner?
Well, you'd think it'd be diamonds, which are really compressed coal, but probably not diamonds is not appropriate. This really is a challenge. Daniel Werfel is the politicized, he's Lois Lerner back again. You know, when Lois Lerner came up in his hearings, he made it sound as if nothing had happened. Lois Lerner apologized. The administration apologized for her using the IRS to destroy the Tea Party movement and not let people incorporate nonprofits. She had deliberately for 3 years no conservative group could incorporate. And if you can't incorporate,
exactly.
You can't have a bank account and you can't do business. Right. You know, you can only run an organization
for so long. They took them out. They killed the Tea Party, and I've maintained that I'm yelling from the rooftops on this. You talk about election interference. How many voting cycles by doing that did they affect the elections? Because the Tea Party, of course, is a conservative entity against Democrats, and they targeted them. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. Wink, wink to Lois Lerner. And what does she do? Just like everything that has to do with the Democratic Party, you're not held into account. You're just given a golden parachute, and you live life happily ever after at the expense of the people that you put the screws to.
And at the time, it was exposed that Lois Lerner had been in and out of the White House more often than any IRS head. There's no reason the head of the IRS needs to be in the White House more than once or twice a year to, you know, poke the head in and tell them what they're doing. There's no reason for that.
Right.
You go into a meeting to have secret meetings because, of course, if you email something, if it's legit, you email it, everybody can see it. You have a meeting in the White House in order to do things you don't know, don't want the world to know. And that's what Lois Lerner was doing, and Werfel was a defender of hers, and basically said, oh, yeah, she was, you know, she was accused of that or whatever. And she actually admitted it, apologized for it, but she got an award when she walked out the door for being a wonderful person. You know, they give you these special awards, you know, and extra money when the government really likes what you did. Your point that elections were overturned, there was a great study that Harvard participated in and a couple of Swedish academics did, and they calculated how the Republican turnout increased in areas that had Tea Party rallies in 2009, in the 2010 election, and said it was worth 3 to 4 million votes for Republicans, because in those areas where there were rallies, turnout was higher, contributions were higher, and people registered more. And because it was closed down in 2012, that's what saved Obama from being defeated in the election. He got wiped out, remember, in 2 years into his first term in the House.
In the midterm, right, exactly.
Yeah, but he crushed it in time to get reelected. So that was not voter fraud in the sense of going and throwing away Republican ballots or printing up extra Democrat ballots. That was politically using the government to shut down political opposition and win elections.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still wrong. You know, you were talking about the previous IRS directors, and when you did that, all of a sudden, an old wound opened up on me. John Koskinen, what a fiasco, right? Remember him when he was before the Senate hearings and that? I mean, he had no answer, and you're going, this guy is in charge of the IRS? He ought to perpetually remain on the naughty list, in my humble opinion, Grover.
You know, I think we're going to take that recommendation and put it in sort of a best of greatest hits album, just to remind everybody. Mm-hmm. You wonder why some of those guys, when they testified, will kind of just seem so stupid, because they'd rather be thought stupid than actually have to testify and lie.
I guess you can't. What is it about the bureaucracy? You can't put anybody in jail for being stupid?
The lady wanted to be on the Supreme Court, said she didn't know what the difference between boys and girls were. Yeah.
Yes.
That's better than, I don't know, saying the wrong thing for the left, I guess. I'm not quite sure how that one plays out. We got plenty of naughties and nices. Mm-hmm. It's on our website, ATR.org, and go through the whole list. Got a bunch of governors who vetoed tax reductions.
Let's talk about Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. He's on the nice list, right?
He is. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, he is right now a champion for school choice. He's been cutting. He doesn't have an income tax, and he's still cutting taxes, okay? Because there are other taxes, not just the income tax. They have a sales tax. They have business taxes. And he reduced some of the business taxes. Because even though businesses moved to Tennessee, he said, we want more of that, more of that. And this year, his big push is going to be for school choice, universal school choice, so that the money the state and the city pays for your kid's education will be in his or her backpack. And if they want to go to one school, the money goes there. And if they want to go to another school, the money goes there. You decide which school you go to.
Exactly. Well, ATR has compiled quite a wonderful list here. I mean, not all is bleak, ladies and gentlemen. You'd be greatly encouraged to see that we have legislators actually working on behalf of the American people. And we can give great thanks to ATR and Grover Norquist, because he keeps looking at them. You keep an eye on them, holding them accountable. And all that is a good thing. So remind Grover, remind them how they can check out the list for themselves. And if they find their senator or congressman on the list, they can send them a congratulations message, right?
Absolutely. This is ATR, as in Americans for Tax Reform, ATR.org is our website, and you just go to ATR's Naughty and Nice List. It's right up top on front when you open up the website.
Grover Norquist, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Happy New Year.
You got it.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. There's a new top dog studio at the global box office. Universal Studios overtook Disney to earn the top spot in 2023. It's the first time Disney has failed to take the number one spot since 2016, led by Oppenheimer and the Super Mario Brothers movie. Universal's 24 movies released last year brought in $4.91 billion at the global box office. A woman is suing the Hershey Company after she opened a Reese's Halloween peanut butter cup, and it didn't look like the picture on the package. She was expecting the pumpkin-shaped candy to have a cute face, but instead, it had nothing. It was simply pumpkin-shaped. She says Hershey falsely represented its holiday candy, and she would not have bought it and spent her money had she known. What her lawyers are asking for, unclear. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. A little side note here. You know, ever since Joe Biden took office, this is what they're saying. Inflation, 492% worse. Gas, $1.52 more expensive. I mean, this is the reality of the world in which we live in. And, you know, the pain that all Americans are suffering. I mean, this is a universal issue that's happening across the board. I know some are doing better than others, but by and large, I mean, look at credit card debt. Look what's happening. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got former Senator John Brogan going to be joining us to talk about SAFE and their amicus brief that was co-signed by this former U.S. senator. He's a spokesman for the organization, and he joins us now to tell us all about it. Senator, welcome. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, good to be with you, Bill, and with your audience.
Well, let's talk about Saving America's Family Enterprise. Tell our audience about this nonpartisan organization and what it's all about. And, you know, and in terms of, you know, this amicus brief that you had to file.
Well, thank you, Bill. Our organization is Saving America Family Enterprises, and it's basically to educate the general public and also the members of Congress, that the proposal by the president to enact a minimum of 25% income tax on people who haven't even earned the money yet, is unconstitutional. We have taken it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and on December the 5th, there will be a hearing before the Supreme Court. I will be there, And the argument is fairly simple, that you cannot tax income before a person gets the income.
Exactly.
For example, you think about a family farm. I mean, under this proposal, they'd have to pay a new tax every year on somebody's estimate of how much the family farm has increased in value, even if they haven't sold it. So it makes no sense. We think it's unconstitutional.
Well, it's already tough enough as it is, John, you know, where we are with, you know, the taxes and $33 trillion in debt. I mean, you know, one of the big problems and challenges we had when our country first got underway was, you know, taxation without representation. I mean, you've got future generations that are going to absorb this. They're not even born yet, John, and they're already being liable, you know, for this indebtedness that we've created, right?
Well, you're correct. And, I mean, our organization believes that everybody should pay their fair share.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of money that is on the books already, over almost $700 billion annually of taxes that aren't paid that are already on the book. So before we go around creating a new tax, which we think is unconstitutional, let's just make sure we collect the taxes that are already on the book.
And, do we need 85,000... Yeah, do we need 85,000 new IRS agents to make that happen?
Well, I think the IRS has a challenge on enforcing the tax laws. I mean, I'm not getting into how much money they need to do that, but we're saying that you don't need a new tax, certainly, which we think is unconstitutional, as I said.
Right.
We call it a guess tax. You know, you guess what somebody's right. property is worth even before they sell it, and we tax you on somebody's guess of what you could sell it for.
Well, Senator, why can't they just make it simple? I mean, you know, everything is so complicated. We, you know, we have to have, you know, agents. We need to have assistants, tax preparers to help file our taxes. When, you know, they'd probably be more successful in collecting funds, and you're talking about your fair share. Everybody has a different idea of what the fair share is, but I think if we could come to some sort of agreement instead of just continuing to talk about your fair share and just say, look, it, here it is. I've always been kind of a flat tax sort of guy anyway, so to me that kind of makes it, you know, fair across the board. If there needs to be some sort of minor exceptions, that's fine. But we don't need to get into a situation where we've got tax attorneys and the people who are very, very wealthy who can, you know, armor up and, you know, beat up the IRS. And just make it simple. What's wrong with that?
Well, nobody should pay more than they owe, and everybody should pay the least amount of what they owe to the government to run the government.
Right.
Nobody should pay a nickel more than what they owe. And what we're saying is this proposal from the administration and from some members of Congress goes in the opposite direction by creating a new tax on unrealized gains. In other words, taxing people on income they have not yet received. I mean, this is what this case is all about. They have a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that basically said this couple had to pay tax on income they never received on a company that they invested in overseas. But they never got a nickel from it. And so they're saying, well, you could have gotten a nickel, and we're going to tax you on it. It makes no sense whatsoever, and we think it's unconstitutional, and hopefully the Supreme Court will make that decision and end it once and for all.
Yeah, you know, Senator, it just seems like, you know, it's pretty academic, you know, the way you're laying it out. You know, this isn't, you know, that complicated. I mean,
well, it should be. I mean, what they're doing is making it complicated. Could you imagine just the example of a family farm? We don't know what it's worth until it's actually sold. You can estimate, but, you know, you have an estimate of what it's worth. But until you sell it, you don't have a nickel of income. And this is an income tax, and you can't tax income before someone gets the income.
Right. Yeah, it seems to reason, but, you know, we kind of opened up that program, you know, recently with, you know, what's going on with Donald Trump and some assessments of property and things like that. Do you see that kind of adding to the complication as well and contributing to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost impossible to enforce this new concept, in my opinion, because you're saying, well, you could have sold this painting or this picture or this farm or your property, and we think that if you sell it, you're going to get X amount of money. And so we're going to tax you on what we guess you're going to receive in the future before you get it. And if you talk about complicated system now, you add this added feature to the tax code about a guest tax. It makes it even more unenforceable and totally unnecessarily complicated.
So what happens in the case, Senator, if I'm not interested in selling it? I just want to hold on to it, say a painting, and it may have some assessed value, but I'm not putting it on the market to sell. That still comes into play because they guess that maybe in the next year you might sell it and it might get this price, and so we're going to give you this real tax bill, right?
Yeah, you're right, Bill. I mean, what they're saying is you'd have to pay a new tax every year based on some kind of an estimate of what it would be able to be sold for. It's a guest tax. It's an estimate. But every year you'd come in and have an assessment on your personal property saying what they think, someone else thinks you could sell it for, even if you haven't sold it. I mean, mm-hmm. The guest tax, and it'd be so unconstitutional and complicated that we don't think it'll ever come into play, but that's what our organization is, trying to make clear to members of Congress and to the general public and to the Supreme Court that this has to be declared unconstitutional right out front.
Where are you at in terms of, being able to, get on top of this? Are you confident? Because the way you're explaining it here, you've made it quite simple. And kind of a no-brainer to such a degree, maybe some of us, our initial reactions, why did this even, come into play here? Because this just does not, it's not fair, and it doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess it makes fair if your job is to, go and tax people and find money, maybe it's fair. But for the people who are earning it, not so much so, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, we again, back to our basic principle, we think people should pay their fair share. And if the government figures they legitimately need more revenues, I mean, there's a simple way to do it with the rate structure. I mean, but an increase in the rate structure means you're taxing actual income and people would receive. And if you need more money, that's what Congress has always moved in that direction. But here's a whole totally new concept of taxing income even before you receive it. And we said that doesn't work. And they said, well, it only affect a few people. But remember, the income tax, when it first started, only affected about 1% of the people in the country.
Exactly.
Now it's probably around 60%. So any type of a tax that starts small generally ends up very low.
Oh, it always does. That's for sure. That's part of the tradition. We've got more from the former senator. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez.
You're here. It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Senator John Breaux continues with us from Louisiana. He's a Democrat, and we were just talking about the parties coming together and where we are. And John, I was going to tell you that this is a little bit like when somebody's drowning. And I grew up on the West Coast, and I was in the water a lot, and there on the beaches, and I observed lifeguards when somebody was drowning. I noticed the lifeguards were very casual about getting in the water. They took their time. And so one time I asked him, I said, how come you're not hustling there? Why do you wait? He said, you don't understand. You got to let these people fight their, fight it out. And, they just get to the end of themselves, and then it's easier. They're, easier to bring to water and save them. Otherwise, if I go out there, they've got too much fight in them, then we both drown. And I think that maybe there's some application here when you consider where the country is right now. There's a lot of fight in both sides or, with all different aspects of our government right now. And I keep thinking, okay, maybe they're just going to get arm weary, they've rope-a-dope themselves enough to where they get tired enough where they say, hey, look at, let's, can we talk? kind of like when you were serving our country and you really had a spirit of bipartisanship. Yes, you had the moments where, things seemed to be, seemingly impossible. But at the end of the day, you were able to come together and appreciate compromise. Nobody got 100%, but people were well served in the long run here. But it seems that what's happened in the recent era, we've gotten, we've lost sight of the spirit of America and being united.
Well, the lifeguards today, using your analogy, Bill, is really the voters. Mm-hmm. Every single member of the House of Representatives got there because they were elected to go to Congress by their constituents. And the same is true for the U.S. Senate, except for narrow circumstances where there's a temporary appointment. But they've all been elected. So the lifeguard in a dysfunctional situation in Congress really has to be the American people who get so fed up with the log jams and inability to solve problems, they send different people to the Congress who are committed to making government work. So there's an answer to these problems, and it has to be an enlightened public who wants to have people in Washington that can work together and make the government work for everybody.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that government has to be held accountable. When we have situations, Senator, and I think you would agree with this, when things are being manipulated in a way to where you see, I mean, to me, I look at the way sometimes the budget is spent, and it's more in the interest of buying votes than it is solving problems. I mean, you know, a classic case would be, you know, not the full draining, but a 50% impact on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was supposed to be for emergency reasons only. Well, the president authorized tapping into it going into a midterm election. I mean, where's the foul? Where's the penalty flag, you know, on this? To say, wait a minute,
so many pieces of legislation actually by members are targeted not just to the ultimate end good, but also to how they're going to use that vote or that program to get reelected. I mean,
right.
That's one of the challenges of a democracy. Right? Every vote you take is subject to affecting your election and reelection. And some people, unfortunately, are more committed to getting reelected than they are doing something that's right.
And well, that's what they're told, aren't they? Yeah, I've been told by congressmen, you know, when they go in for orientation, that's one of the first things that they're told. They say, you know, your most important job is getting reelected. You know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought I was here to serve my constituents. No, well, get reelected.
That's why when they get elected in November, they start raising money for the next election in December. It's a continuous cycle, particularly in the House, which has to run every 24 months. And so too many people are too focused on the next election and not on the next generation.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say I made you king. You know, you're going to be king. How do you straighten this thing out and get this country back on track?
Oh, boy, that's a great challenge. I wouldn't want to be king. They tried to make George
Washington. Yeah, George Washington didn't want to be king either for all the right reasons.
They wanted to make George Washington king, and he said, no, thank you. I believe in a democracy and in a government, so being king is something that I think doesn't work very well. I mean, you've seen dictators around the world that have not done very well, and they shouldn't. But I think the best thing we can do is to have elected officials that recognize that in a democracy, nobody gets everything they want, and it's just a balance of interests. And like I said, take the best ideas from both parties, try to blend them together, and come up with a solution to make government work better for everybody.
Well, that really puts the onus, and like you said, you wouldn't want to be king. I don't blame you. I don't think that's really the best way to go. Although that kind of idea of a king has lingered, you know, even back to the early days, because, you know, the early patriots at the time, they were a bit divided, you know, because having a king was what they were used to, right? And, you know, to come up with this whole new concept and this idea that had never been, nobody ever tried it before. It seemed to make sense, you know, and you could argue the case for it, but it wasn't with this sense of, you know, high level of confidence. There was some trepidation as we entered into this great American experiment, right?
Well, that's how they became a country, getting rid of King George in England, mm-hmm. telling us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, unilaterally by himself. And we had no voice and no ability to make any changes to what he said. And so mm-hmm. now we have that ability. Now, if we don't like what your congressman or senator is doing, vote him out of office, because
right.
that's what democracy is all about.
Well, you could, you know, one of the things that might encourage you to do that, and I say this to our audience, Senator, that read the Declaration of Independence, you know, and you compare the Declaration of Independence, what our founding fathers and what the early patriots of this great American idea had to say about the king, and you see the application that it has today, and maybe that will, you know, get you off your bottoms and get involved here, because this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which really implies, if not specifically commands, that you get involved, right? This is an activated type form of government. This is not a laissez-faire type of government.
Well, I used to say that. I mean, if you don't like the way things are going, get involved. Just don't sit back and complain. Mm-hmm. Go out and support a candidate that you do agree with, that you feel can make government work better, instead of just create stalemates. And I always remind people, look, all these people in Washington got here because a majority of the people voted to send them there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Run a siege on Washington. They were elected and sent to Washington by a majority of the people in the area they represent. So if you don't like whoever's there now, get rid of them. How do you get rid of them? Get active.
Exactly. And get out there and vote. You know, I almost say that if you're not voting, you're not registering to vote, and you're not voting, then quit complaining. You know, you've got
exactly
it, right?
I mean, you lose your right to complain if you don't participate.
Right, exactly. Well, Senator, I mean, you served this great country, and, you know, and thank you for how you served, you know, from 1987 to 2005, a life dedicated to service to our country. And, you know, we've got about 3 minutes left. You know, tell us some stories. I mean, some of the highlights of, you know, what it's like to, you know, to be a senator, you know, because many of us will never, you know, be blessed and have that opportunity. And what a privilege to serve the people and not only serve. I mean, you mentioned some people that you work closely with. You get a chance to meet some really neat people along the way, too, right?
Yeah, actually, I got to Congress in 1972 when I was only 28 years of old. Age and
that's right. I'm sorry.
I'm just an old guy. I started a long time ago when I was very young. But right. Some of the greatest memories are really the informal things that you do. Not so much voting on the Senate floor or the House floor, but really the meetings that you had up in the White House with people that you enjoyed working with. I enjoyed working with Bill Clinton. He was a personal friend. I thought Ronald Reagan was a tremendous communicator, a great joke teller in private. George Bush, 41 and 43, used to play tennis with 41 a lot. He was a very respected, honest, decent person who, you know, I got something hanging on my wall right now wishing me happy birthday in a very formal letter, and he wrote on the bottom, "Happy birthday, you old goat." It shows you the kind of person he was and the type of friendship that we have.
That's right. When I mentioned the dates, 1987, 2000, that was when you were in the Senate, but you were in Congress before then, from 72 to 87, and decided you would move on up into the Senate and serve the people of Louisiana as a senator. So a great time. So again, you know, some great people and, you know, opportunities. You know, if you had to tell people about, you know, a highlight, what would you say in terms of maybe the top two or three highlights of your career?
Oh, we had a lot of things that add up. I did a lot of legislation on wetlands and environment. Active in health care, Bill. I was one of the authors of Medicare Part D, which provides prescription drugs for seniors,
right,
which I thought was a very important accomplishment that now...
Yeah. I'll say thank you very much for Part D. I appreciate that. Right. I'm using
it. Well, people thought it wasn't going to work very well, but seniors were smarter than a lot of members of Congress gave them credit for and used the program very well and helps people stay out of hospitals and allows them to live longer and happier lives. So those were some of the highlights.
Well, again, I cannot thank you enough for your service to our country and remind everybody regarding, this amicus brief that you have presented, where they might go for more information.
Well, we have a website, and they can just go to the Safe Coalition website and SAFE. And look it up and contact us to get additional information. December the 5th, Supreme Court's going to hear the case. And hopefully by the spring of next year, we'll have a final decision declaring this proposal concept unconstitutional, as it should be.
Amen. I'm with you on that. Former Senator John Breaux has been with us. Thank you, John.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you curious?